Hello and welcome to the TradeBridge podcast. I'm Gareth Martin. On the TradeBridge podcast, we discuss everything from the world of e-commerce, from sourcing products and payment cycles to the global marketplaces that are dominating the news headlines and just what all of those headlines mean for the e-commerceer.
My name is Matt Coxhead. I'm the CEO and co-founder of TradeBridge.
In this very first episode, we talked to TradeBridge CEO and founder Mark Coxhead about the rise of online retail over the last 12 months and the establishment of e-commerce as a legitimate profession. The very first question that I wanted to ask Mark was just what did an e-commerceer look like? Who were the kind of people that he'd met as a lender that had become e-commerce professionals?
Often you find that there are people who've had an interest or they looked for an opportunity or seen an opportunity, and it started off very much in the kind of stereotypical bootstrapping way, maybe from the garage as a bit of a side hustle. But then step by step, as they've grown in confidence and experience, you know, the business has blossomed, and now the ones we're seeing, you know, having turnovers in the millions, they're employing numbers of people and really looking at ways to expand that business. And I think you're right. I think they often are unrecognized or underappreciated by other people, maybe even their mum sometimes, in terms of, is it a real job? Yeah, absolutely. They're running companies that are the future of retail.
E-commerce is a very young career. I asked Mark in his experience as a lender what the level of financial education was like amongst e-commerceers. Just how much did his clients typically know about the finance products specifically created to support e-commerce growth?
Typically, their focus up to now has been very much on, you know, how to acquire products, how to acquire clients, and how do you bring those things together so that you can serve that market in, whether it's Amazon or eBay or Newegg or whichever marketplace they're working on. So finance has been not at the forefront of their thinking. They live typically hand to mouth. They might get some funding from, you know, friends and family. They might have some funding from these kind of initial starter loans that you can get from the different platforms. But a lot of them, they see a huge opportunity, and they're at the point now where they need to get the finance piece sorted and understand that to really take that business to where it can go.
Finally, I asked Mark exactly how a TradeBridge finance solution for e-commerce worked and just how it could support the growth of a new generation of e-commerce professionals.
So TradeBridge have been providing working capital for 7 years now to a whole range of businesses in retail, manufacturing, construction. And of all the clients that we deal with, what you very rarely see is working capital provided in a structure like a term loan. So you get a lump of money, and then you have either fixed or variable repayments starting immediately until that loan's repaid. The working capital that a mature business needs, especially a fast-growing business, is working capital that's on tap. You can draw it down on your peak periods when you really need to be investing in stock, let's say before Black Friday or before Valentine's Day, if you're in flowers, for example. You don't want to be making repayments to a capital advance you took two months ago. You need to be investing everything into your business at that point of the cycle. After you have your peak trading period, you then might want to repay the loan a lot faster or the facility a lot faster. So a true working capital facility is, as I say, on tap. You can draw down as much or as little as you need. You can repay as much or as little as you want. And that way, that frees you to really enable to run your business and to seize whatever opportunities are coming your way.
On our next podcast, we'll be talking to TradeBridge Global Head of E-commerce, Grant Fraser, about the real cost of working capital and what to look out for if you're researching a finance solution to fund your growth. You can find the TradeBridge podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast from. To learn more about e-commerce funding, visit www.woodsfordtradebridge.com. I'm Gareth Martin. Thank you for joining us.